Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And you, thank you for listening. There's no show without you. Are you listening on the free Odyssey app? Thank you very much. Are you listening live and local on your regional affiliate? Thank you very much. You got SiriusXM? Good, thank you. You can listen on Sirius. It's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you're listening there? Terrific. All you had to do is ask to play, you know, the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, we pop right on up. It's a busy night. It's been a busy weekend, and we have done a whole hell of a lot on the show already. I get started every single weekday. Listen to this. Hey, cut the music for a second. Cut the music. This is important. Very important. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Now you can get back to the music because I love the music. Yeah. People ask me, hey, JR, what? 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's not that difficult. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much. We had a Cavaliers legend on. Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, joined us. Cleveland Cavaliers able to advance to the next round of the postseason. They're going to take on the Celtics. Austin Carr, thank you for hopping on. Also, and this is news that we just got not too long ago, and thank you to Chris Hine for joining us from the Star Tribune in Minnesota. Rudy Gobert is not going to play tonight, as the Timberwolves try to go up 2-0 against the Nuggets. Rudy Gobert, he had a son that was born earlier today. Rudy Gobert got a son. Congratulations. Rudy Gobert is not going to play. I guess he couldn't get a plane back. Maybe she didn't want him to leave. I don't know. I don't want to say that there were complications. I don't know. But bottom line is Rudy Gobert is not going to be there. And if I'm Nikola Jokic, I'm like, good. He paused racing horses on his phone. Hickey, how many horses? You think he got horse apps on his phone? Is he like racing horses? He's not betting on them, is he? Not in the locker room.
I don't think that's illegal, right? If you're betting international horses in like Serbia?
I don't know. He needs to talk to, what's that man's name? He better talk to Shohei Ohtani.
Or Jante Porter.
Well, listen, that's his teammate's brother. Remember that, right?
That's exactly, sir. He would know more better than anybody right now what to do and what not to do.
Jokic just sitting in the locker room going, hey, what's the other porter? Michael. Hey, Michael. Hey, call your brother. He's like, my brother's not available right now. He's under surveillance from the FBI. He's like, okay. A good point, Hickey. Anyway, no Rudy Gobert. Minnesota trying to go up 2-0 against the Nuggets. I don't think it's going to happen tonight. Meanwhile, we got another NBA game going in the Madison Square Garden right now. The New York Knicks and the Pacers thought that this was going to be a close series. It's a close game so far. 62-all. 4 minutes have gone by here in the third quarter. A lot of Knick legends in the building again. I think I saw Rod Strickland from the Boogie Down Bronx. Larry Johnson. And how about this one? Stephon Marbury is in Madison Square Garden. Stephon Marbury cheering on the New York Knicks. The Knicks are bringing back everybody except for the guy they walked out in handcuffs, and that's Charles Oakley. And I think we're going to have a conclusion to this game quite possibly before this show wraps up. And so we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the Knicks and the Pacers. And in about an hour from now, the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to take on the Nuggets in game two with no Rudy Gobert out. Couldn't make it to the game following the birth of his first child, I believe. First one earlier in the day. If you want to holler at me in this hour of the show before I roll out, it's real simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We also had an opportunity to show love to someone who I think is a future MVP here in the NBA. His name is Victor Wembanyama. While Victor Wembanyama is winning Rookie of the Year, a former winner in someone like Ben Simmons, who can't stay healthy, he is kind of standing around on red carpets for the Met Gala. Congratulations to him. A matter of fact, before we get into Tom Brady and that roast from last night, let's listen to Wembanyama talk about how important it was for him to walk away with this award. Listen, Rookie of the Year.
I mean, my goals were always to help my team as best as I could and get better as the year went on. And I knew that in order to do this, I had to be individually good on the court, you know, and dominant. So it was a huge thing for me and a big thing to get. So it's always been really important, and I'm glad it's finally official.
Oh, that's so sweet. Like, that's a guy right there. Rudy, this man, I was about to call Wembanyama Rudy Gobert. I'm mixing up my black French guys. Tall black French guys. My bad. I love Wembanyama. The man played 71 games, and he had a stat line unlike any other. 21 points, 11 rebounds, 3.5 blocks, 1 steal, 1 3. He did everything. Everything he did. And he wants to get better. Wembanyama wants to get bigger and stronger. He drinks warm milk before he goes to sleep. He's helping old ladies across the street. He turns off his phone at night because he wants to get proper rest. Like, he's 20 years old. I want to be like Victor Wembanyama. Don't ask me what I do at night. I can't tell you. I want to be like Victor Wembanyama. This guy's good. 20 years old. Maybe I need to move to France. And shout outs to my main man, Seb. Love you, Seb. Love you. Anyway, that's the good. You know something else I love today? We heard from Pat Riley. Yeah, Pat Riley. You know Pat Riley. Showtime Lakers, New York Knicks, executive with the Heat. Man, Pat Riley is the man. He's almost 80 years old, too. And you might have heard this over the weekend. Jimmy Butler, star player who's always hurt all the damn time, can't string together 60 games to save his life. Jimmy Butler was making jokes over the weekend. He's like, oh, if I was playing, we would have beat New York Knicks, would have been in trouble, and this team would have been in trouble. Well, Pat Riley didn't care if it was a joke. Pat Riley utilized today to throw some, I don't want to say a jab. He told the truth about Jimmy Butler. Listen to this.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then he said, oh, we're not trading him, which could be, you know, a little bit of politics by this man, Pat Riley. There's Jimmy Butler. You think he's happy to hear that? It's factual. Pat Riley says what a lot of people feel about these star athletes. Especially when you make a lot of money and you don't show up to work and then you're going to talk trash. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. And then the other element, you have so many, you got so many executives. And in short, nobody got a resume right now like Pat Riley coaching and playing and an executive. The executives are scared. They're afraid. This might be it. When it comes to executives speaking out, you gotta be like Pat Riley to say something like that. It's all a game. Pat Riley might be trying to send a message. He may want to keep him, but he ain't telling everybody. He may want to ship him out of Dodge. Shout outs to Pat Riley. I like it. Every now and then when a guy needs to shut the hell up, he gets put in his place. Like that idiot from last week, Patrick Beverly, throwing basketballs into the stands, hitting women in the side of the face. I hope he never has a job in the league. And I get it. People make mistakes. That guy is, he's a running mistake, okay? He is. Yeah, he's not just a joke. Anyway, speaking of jokes, last night, I didn't watch it in full because it got a little too much for me. Not that I'm a saint, but I'm like, okay, I've had enough. Tom Brady got roasted on Netflix, right? Because what else are you going to do? You're retired. getting ready to sit on television, make $35 million a year to be a great football analyst or even be a terrible one. And so we need to be entertained. We need a roast of Tom Brady. Hosted by Kevin Hart, of course, because who else is going to roast people? And then also you had other folks, Jeff Ross, Kim Kardashian showed up, and there were jokes for everybody. Bill Belichick was there, got jokes. This is kind of tricky. Robert Kraft was there. They made jokes about him with massages. And I mean, Tom Brady got up at one point and was just like, don't say that. Don't say that massage joke again. And you know what? And then we had a terrible joke about a deceased murderer, which I don't know is a joke. Hickey, let's start light and then escalate. Is that what we should do?
Sure. Yeah. They're all, I guess, supposed to be light, but they definitely have different degrees of dark humor for sure.
Yeah. So Drew Bledsoe was in attendance. Yes, that Drew Bledsoe who got knocked out by Mo Lewis, allowing Tom Brady a clear path onto the football field, that we all know what happened. Drew Bledsoe had a joke about Tom Brady and his, let's say, his divorce. Listen.
Buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh, ouch. Oh, there were so many jokes about his divorce. It was uncomfortable. Ugh. Tom Brady had a joke too, right? Tom Brady had a joke about Deflategate. Listen.
Remember Deflategate? The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the $20 million, and I would just told you I did it.
Yeah, okay, that was okay joke, right? Well, how about his coach from Deflategate was there? Spygate, Deflategate, Bill Belichick was there, taking photos and shots with Robert Kraft. I guess they love each other now, even though he fired him, just about. And Bill Belichick, you know, we got this movie out, The Dynasty, that Apple did. And Bill Belichick, he got jokes, too. He's like, they made that Dynasty thing to make fun of me.
Seriously, I'm so honored to be here the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. It's not to be confused. It's not to be confused with the roast of Bill Belichick on the 10-part Apple TV series.
Yeah, they made the whole Dynasty about him. Anyway, things got bad. And I don't know if this stuff is funny because it's not like... There's not a legacy that he has left behind of family and kids. Randy Moss was there. This ain't about Randy Moss or Gronkowski. There were jokes about all of those guys, too. Aaron Hernandez was brought up. And it just made me cringe just a little bit. Nikki Glaser. Listen to what she said about this.
Now, please give it up for zero-time Super Bowl champion Randy Moss. What the hell, man? You're one of the best ever. Drew Bledsoe has a ring. Aaron Hernandez had a ring around his neck. Like, what's going on?
Oh. Tom Brady he used to throw passes to this guy. He had a joke, too, though. Oh, no.
The bar for Patriot tight ends was pretty low back then. Block, catch, don't murder.
Oh, Hickey, you know what's crazy? I guess when it's comedy, and I get it, everybody, depending on what's said, everybody has no sense of humor, nobody has a sense of humor anymore. If you ask any of these, this is the thing that I don't want to say don't appreciate. You can laugh and you can joke about it, which is a devastating matter. A guy who murdered somebody and then committed suicide and left his whole family behind is a tragedy. I think we could all agree that ain't nothing about a joking manner. But hey, you do roast and you can put anything behind comedy and it's okay. If you asked any of these individuals, for the most part, in a formal clear, clean, reputable setting. About, let's just say the interview was about their life and career. And then you asked about Aaron Hernandez. You know what a lot of them would say? Hickey, you already know.
Nothing.
That's it. Yeah, nothing. Hey, we're going to talk to Tom Brady for 30 minutes about his career with the Patriots and some of his best favorite players and, you know, the talent that helped him out and, you know, some of the best players he's played with. And then, hey, what about Aaron? You know what? No, take that. Take that. We're not going to do that. Take that part out. Don't do that. Hickey, I don't think I've ever heard any of the former players or anybody outside of maybe Belichick having to address this in a short way. I don't think I've heard anybody say anything about him. Have you?
No. And like I said, it wasn't really even on my radar in terms of like what would be out there. Just because like I didn't really watch a lot of the Dynasty, but I know that they really kind of glossed over the whole Aaron Hernandez storyline and not a lot of people had really much to say about that. So to your point, I think you just highlighted that perfectly. I will say, in a roast-like setting, I think in general, in a general sense, when you have a roast or like just supposed to be funny, like if you go to a comedy show,
right?
I think almost every line is out the window.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that. I think my point is, if you got the balls to say something under the guise of comedy, have the cojones or whatever you want to have. I know some people view that, oh, JR, why does it have to have balls? Or women don't have balls. Listen, we don't have to go down that, but you get what I'm saying. If you can say this under the guise of comedy, you'd be able to say this in a real format, in a reputable space. That's all I'm saying. Like, nobody will say anything about this at any other time. Like, it's the big bad wolf and the boogeyman, and it is a terrible, horrible, horrific thing that took place and that he did. Be able to talk about it any other time. Or maybe today was the only day, and then we never hear about it again. You know, his wife, his widow, did speak up, and she said, ugh. You know, not she didn't say, ugh, but she's like, man, how inconsiderate you think about us who have a family. And I get it. This is the world that we live in. Things are going to be said. And a part of this, I think, got to be blamed to the man who's no longer here. You can't do nothing about that. And unfortunately, his family has to deal with his actions. And you can't be mad at him, and maybe you can be. But the fact is, just it's so touchy. There's no right or wrong. All I can say is damn. Everybody wants to be quiet until it's comedy. And, well, you know, comedy can cut deep. I could tell you what I won't be watching. I ain't going to watch that again. Like, I could barely get through it yesterday. I think I fell asleep at certain points in certain parts of it. One thing I do know, I saw Kim Kardashian showed up and they booed her. I also know that Eli Manning said he didn't show up to the roast last night because he did not want to burn Tom Brady 3 times. If you ask me, maybe Eli Manning, maybe he got the last laugh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Hey, there's another legend. He didn't have no damn roast. But unlike Tom Brady, like Tom Brady, he might unretire? What? I'm going to tell you what NFL player this might be on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I want to tell you guys something. Right before we went to break, talked about the Tom Brady roast from last night. A lot of Aaron Hernandez jokes. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, fine. You want to have the Aaron Hernandez jokes, then, hey, be willing to talk about this guy and other opportunities. Don't clam up. Maybe everybody just needed a shot of vodka to open up just a little bit. Talked about Pat Riley, and I don't want to say he destroyed Jimmy Butler, but he basically told Jimmy Butler, shut up, man. You don't play, so don't go out here, you know, making jokes. And then, you know, I was speaking of the roast of Tom Brady, they did it because hopefully he's finally retired. Somebody else retired is J.J. Watt. We heard that J.J. Watt, we know the next step for him is, or stop, is going to be in Canton in the Hall of Fame. He's also going to be on CBS as a one of the pregame hosts, one of the panelists for the NFL on CBS. But I guess J.J. Watt ain't done. J.J. Watt just turned 35 years old, and during J.J. Watt's own celebrity softball game, he said, I guess the Texans are good now. He's going to show back up? What? Listen to this.
And I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. But he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him. But I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
What? You want to tell me that if they don't go on a run at the end of the year, somebody gets hurt, that he may not get a call? What's J.J. Watt going to do at the end of the season? Tell CBS, listen, guys, I got to go play 5-plus games for the Texans. I'll be back next year. Is that how this going to work? And I know he talks about being healthy. I mean, come on now. J.J. Watt, there were some years. It's like he's ripping an arm. He's ripping a knee. He last played for Houston, unfortunately, in the pandemic year. The last two seasons after that, he was in Arizona. We thought Arizona was going to be good. They were not. He was hurt. I mean, last full season he played was 2022. And J.J. Watt had 16 games played, 12 and a half sacks. So at least he went out on a bang. He hasn't played in a year. He's going to come back for Houston and help him win a chip. That'd be a nice story, right? Yeah, stay home. Stay on television. Go take the TV money. 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Queens, New York. Hey, Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, great to be on. Thank you. First of all, quick, J.J. Watt, didn't he have a heart situation? And then, just go do your thing and worry about your life and your body and, you know, don't go back on the football field. I don't know, maybe he just wants attention, but, I mean, it's crazy that even came out, that he just said that. And just quickly wanted to tell you that one, but that's not why I called. I called about, I'm a roast guy. I like roasts. I used to love them back in the day. This I haven't seen. I enjoyed the clips. I shouldn't say. I'm glad you guys played the clips, because I could hear kind of what that's about, that roast with the, I put my fingers up in the air. Because the roasts back then were a little mean-spirited, but they never brought death and stuff into it. That's horrific. What you played was great to let me hear that, but what they did on Netflix last night, that's a debacle. That's bad karma, okay? That's tacky, and there's even bigger words that I won't say. That's awful.
You know, all of this is pretty much written out. I don't know. Maybe you put a limit to one Aaron Hernandez joke. I feel like there were a lot of them. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's just bad karma. But it was on this. I'm on the phone with you. I see the promotion on Netflix. I have Netflix on. I'm listening to you and have Netflix on with no volume. And they're showing the promotion. And it even looked. It just freaked me out seeing that after hearing what they were saying about that. But what I wanted to say about the fumble, but the Flategate, okay? My theory was always this. I used to watch NFL Network and see the players, you know, go into the stadium, you know, check out what they were wearing, see kind of what they were thinking, how they looked, to see if, you know, maybe I can get an advantage, you know, maybe a better, to see how they looked, if they looked confident and stuff. And it used to work. But I used to notice Tom Brady used to go so early. I'm talking about for a 4 p.m. game at Foxborough, he'd be going in at like 8, 17. They could show the time. And that was to deflate the balls because he had to get his work done. He had to get the guy to deflate the balls. That was like, you know, I realized that later after that happened.
Yeah.
He was going like not 10 hours earlier. Other reason.
Yeah. Dave, hold on, Dave. I got other callers. I'm just saying. That this is the reason to think that he was cheating because he spent the night before at the stadium. Of course, yes.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, that was always occurring. And then the other thing was this, Jay, and I'll let you be. I'm sorry. Thanks for the time. They didn't fumble a lot, the Patriots. And the reason they didn't fumble was because the balls had a little air out of it. He could always throw, Brady. He was always a throw. We know that. He doesn't need to deflate to throw. He wanted his players to have himself too. They didn't fumble because once you deflate the ball a little,
I could have a 1 hour conversation about this. What I don't want to get into is Deflategate. Not right now. I appreciate I get it. I appreciate what you've shared, but now I'm gonna
want to put that theory.
Thank you. Now I'm gonna move on, okay?
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm listening. Move on. I love your show. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dave, from Queens, New York. Yeah, the balls were underdeflated. Tom Brady, they ain't had no evidence. Well, he didn't want to share the evidence, and Tom Brady got punished. Why didn't he want to share the evidence? Probably because he knew so the balls were deflated. The end. 855-212-4227. Look, me, when I see smoke, there's fire. Why didn't you want them looking at your phone? Is Tom Brady doing some other stuff, too? David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Sorry about the whole thing with people saying that Aaron Hernandez is off limits. I don't think he's off limits. I think the only reason why they don't speak about him on a legitimate source is because the fact that they can't really say what they want about him. They can't say that he's a piece of crap or anything, because then again, you'll have people say, oh, his poor widow, oh, her feelings were hurt. Oh, how bad for her. Well, hell, she was helping cover all that up. And honestly, Aaron Hernandez did us all a huge favor as taxpayers of society by committing suicide.
Well, David, that's first of all, that is a disgusting thing of what you just said. To be an advocate of anyone committing suicide, I think you're a piece of crap for saying such a thing. Let's never say such a thing. There are people, and it doesn't matter whether or not you're behind bars or whether you happen to be living free in society, the thought that someone is in so much pain that they take their own lives, that there are people who have to face this choice and think about this on a consistent basis is disgusting. And so, listen, I am not a proponent of what this individual just said over the airwaves. And anyone who just heard him, well, listen, at least you just heard me tell him to go kick rocks. And if you yourself are thinking about harming yourself, then I encourage you to go get the help. And if you know someone, go ahead and do the same. Because a human being is a human being. Do we have disgusting ones who are walking the face of the earth? Yes. Okay. But to go ahead and say that someone should go ahead and do that, we don't do that. I'm sorry that what that guy just said was here on the airwaves. And I'll take it a step further. It's not so much about Aaron Hernandez. It's not so much about his wife. It doesn't matter how you feel about his widow. The guy got a family. Okay. And so, yeah, you can like roast, you can not like roast. It doesn't matter. That's besides the point. There comes a time where you got to have a little bit of respect for a fellow human being. Don't you want to do that? We can all laugh and hee hee ha and ha ha ha. I didn't sit here and say that everybody had to, put a fire on Aaron Hernandez. But what certainly can be done is just to say, hey, yo, he did what he did. I don't approve of it. And that's it. You know, a lot of people who will make jokes, a lot of folks who made jokes about it last night, you know, they don't even have the standing to go ahead and say that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to get ready to roll out. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I'm going to shut up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? The Knicks and Pacers, oh my goodness, they just fighting and fighting and fighting some more. Not physically, but in the game. And we knew this was going to be a tough one. Knicks and Pacers are always tough. 100-97. The Pacers lead the New York Knicks. about 7 minutes to go in the game, and they got a whole hell of a lot more to do. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's also then give a kind of a wrap-up of everything we've discussed today, this evening, this afternoon. And let's talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But before that, we got Nick. He's calling from Chicago. Hey, Nick, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Amazing. How are you? What's up?
Good. So I think the Boston Celtics could go from about the same time. They also have a big player out that could prevent them from going far. And I think they could beat the snot out of Cleveland because Cleveland, they should beat the Magic bad. But the Celtics, they really beat the Magic kind of bad. So that's the thing. We don't know. It's like a kind of like a draw up. Like, it's like, can Cleveland get their you-know-what together? And then can the Celtics get their offense up even and still have good defense without one of the stars playing? So what do you think about all this?
Well, I think we talked about this earlier in the show. And thank you, Nick. I appreciate you for calling from Chicago, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
No doubt about it. I'm going to answer you right now. This is what I think, man. I know Kristaps Porzingis is out. I know that. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, can they go through another one of quote-unquote these? Can they go out there and be embarrassed? They're supposed to walk through this team. They're supposed to carry this until Kristaps Porzingis is healthy enough to come back, I guess, in the Eastern Conference Final. That's what's supposed to happen. Could you imagine what will take place in Boston if they don't beat the Cavs? And I get it. Everybody knows Donovan Mitchell, it's like a one-man gang. And as difficult as it was for them to go against the Orlando Magic and they had to go 7 games to defeat them, come on, I got to go Celtics with Porzingis or not. And if they lose, come, I know everybody got a contract. Brown has his contract and Tatum is going to be eligible for his. He's going to make all this money in the world. I mean, Jaylen Brown is the highest paid dude, has the biggest contract that has ever been given out in NBA history. They have to go to the NBA Finals, period. Like anything outside of that, every year there comes a point in time where it's just like, man, I don't want to play here anymore. Like, Boston is going to beat the Cavs, right? Like, they got this, right? Of course.
Yes. You know, if they lose this series, this is the time you blow it up. I mean, that you talk about catastrophic. If you lose to Cleveland, that is where there's nothing left with this group if they can't make it bare minimum to the Eastern Conference Finals. Should win in five. They can't, you know, they always give one game away. So I won't say a sweep, but this should be one of those done in five, move on, and get ready to face the Knicks-Pacers winner.
Jaylen Brown got a contract. 5 years, $280 million.
Yep,
If they suck, Who's picking up that contract, man? Somebody wants to pay him 65? You know, who's doing that?
That's fair. I mean, yeah, at least bare minimum got to fire Joe Mazzulla. That's for damn sure.
The guy who talks like this, Kansas, that guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they'd give him the boot. If they lose, he's getting the boot. He done had 2 years and two opportunities. And, you're right, he'd get the boot. He would.
That press conference would be very interesting.
Whose press conference? What, Brad Stevens or after the elimination?
After the elimination.
Ah.
Joe Mazzulla's. You know, can't really talk fast if you have nowhere to go.
Oh, he going to talk fast. We just did it. We failed. We need to do better. We need to come back next year. We did a terrible job. We didn't rebound. We didn't pass. We just overestimated the opponent. That press conference would be hilarious. And then he'd get fired the next day. Or maybe 3 days after. 3 days. Pretty bad. Anyway, this is a good one going on right now. Oh, my God. The Pacers and the Knicks giving everybody a heart attack. 5.5 minutes left in the game, give or take. Indiana, you got, who's this? Miles Turner at the free throw line, just knocked one down. Oh, missed one. 105-103, New York Knicks with an opportunity to go up 1-0 against the Pacers at home. You know what? Speaking of the Celtics, that reminds me, today is May 6th. Hopefully you're not hungover. Hopefully you're not drunk. Hopefully you had a good Cinco de Mayo if you decided to do something for it. But it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's roll. Let's go. Go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, let's throw things back, okay? Speaking of the Boston Celtics, we have to go back to this day in 1997 because Rick Pitino, he was introduced as the newest head coach of the Boston Celtics. Keep in mind, man, by the time Larry Bird's back was done and we went through a few years, the Celtics stunk. Rick Pitino was there. He was supposed to help him out. But did he? No. He had a record of 102 and 146. He was there until 2001. You want to know what Rick Pitino was always kind of keen of doing and keen of saying? He's like, listen, folks, like Larry Bird ain't coming back to save us. Relax. Let's listen to some positive words. When he first got the job, May 6th, 1997.
Uncomfortable? No. I'm uncomfortable and humbled sitting below these banners. But I'm very excited to contribute to the raising of another one. Pressure, to me, is the greatest friend you have in life. It's your greatest ally. It forces you to work every minute of every hour of every day. Forces you to work up to your potential, and it gets you to get the message across to all the players that they are representing the greatest tradition in all of sports.
Okay. Well, that lasted all of, what, 2001? That lasted all of 4 years. And where's Rick Pitino now? He's at St. John's after he was at Louisville. At least he won. And then he coached the Puerto Rican national team. And then he was in Greece for two teams. And then he went back to New York before St. John's and coached at Iona. Hey, Hickey, is there anywhere that Rick Pitino hasn't been?
You know, I forgot some of those tenures, so I'm glad you brought them up. That is, you talk about an arduous trip around the world coaching to get back. That's, I mean, he did it to himself, but I guess in one sense, I'll give him credit for being that dedicated to where he's willing to go to Greece and coach the Puerto Rican national team to get back. He worked his way back, that's for sure.
He did. He loves basketball. The Rick Pitino's, what, 71? No, he's not old. I mean, he's old enough to be coaching 18-year-olds. That's why he's cursing them out. But not everybody can get the job done. Rick Pitino's like, man, I got better things to do. Never afraid to leave. Also, let's throw it way back. Tell me if you remember this. 1915, Babe Ruth hit his first career home run. Hickey, I got a very important question for you. Do we have the radio call from it? Do we have the radio call from Babe Ruth's first home run?
As a high fly ball, deep left field, and it's out of here. Ruth has done it. His first career home run. Circling the bases, the big man. He's done it.
Club, best I got for you.
Okay.
I think John Stilling was still calling those games.
Oh, damn. Well, damn. Hey, listen, 1915. At this point, yeah, Babe Ruth was on the Red Sox at this point. We know that the Bambino finished his career with 714 career home runs, since passed by, God bless his soul, Hank Aaron, 755. And the all-time home run leader? Well, no, a lot of people don't like this man. It's Barry Bonds, 762. But on this day, May 6th, back in 1915, I know you remember it clearly, Babe Ruth hit his first career home run. Mike Trout ain't never catching none of these folks. He was supposed to. Anyway, Hickey, it's been a fun show, wasn't it? Right? Another one?
Another one in the books. Another busy, busy Monday show. A lot going on here, which is always fun.
It's always fun. J.J. Watt says, oh, if they call me, I might come out of retirement. Victor Wembanyama wins Rookie of the Year. Pat Riley, I love this. Pat Riley is like, Jimmy Butler, shut the hell up. You don't even play. Why are you talking? Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom Brady had the whole roast situation that went down last night. New York Knicks and the Pacers are still at it. Rudy Gobert, congratulations. He got a new baby. He's not playing basketball tonight as Minnesota tries to, go up 2-0 in the series. And Jokic is probably like, oh, okay. Thank you for making my life much, much easier. Right now, the New York Knicks, well, damn it, they might be able to tie the game. It's so damn close. Indiana has 109. The New York Knicks have just, is it tied? Game is tied up. And there you have it. So tomorrow we'll have an opportunity to talk about it as well. Thank you oh so much to our guests earlier in the show as well. We had Chris Hine here from the Star Tribune in Minnesota. We also had a Cleveland Cavaliers legend, Austin Carr, joined us. We know that the Cavs are going to be in action tomorrow against the Celtics, which should be fun. And then also, Oklahoma City, they haven't played in by tomorrow, 8 days, the Thunder. They're going to go out there and take on the Dallas Mavericks. Much love to everybody tuned in, everybody who locked in all across North America. If you missed a minute or a second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap. It's done. It's over. We done. We finished. But don't go anywhere. Don't leave. I'll be back tomorrow, but Bart Winkler is coming up next. Mariano Rivera's at the game. Everybody's at the Knicks game. Jalen Brunson has 38 points. He's crazy. I'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe, be smooth, be cool, be well. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.